Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Should I say Patreon city? Because that's not like a city. You know what I mean?
It's just
like
such a strange thing to still be asking.
Now you ask that? You've been doing it for so long.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Should I do this thing I've been
on the airwaves?
On doing airwaves, for at least a year, if not more.
Airwave city.
Airwave city. Oh, that's interesting.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's a city.
Yeah, airwaves. That's a, you know, I've seen the movies when the internet is a world. We're just not a part of it, so we just don't see
that's
the world.
That's the Amazon Ralph Breaks bumper. The Amazon bumper is like you go through the digital city, and they build the digital city that is.
See.
That is airwave city. Open.
Third eye is open.
Okay.
Well, I don't normally do a line for Patreon, but there were some fun ones in this, but the one that I would do is bitch, botch, bitch.
wait,
<Biatch.
laughs> wait. Can I add one, James? Can I add one?
You must. Everyone must join.
He looks so hot with the kids, but you can't just smack a kid out of his hand and just hop on his dick. Like when I heard that.
Pretty funny.
It's real.
It's pretty funny.
Yo, it's Michelle, real. Man. Freaking Michelle.
For those, first of all, none of you are listening for the first time. I mean, maybe you're listening to the teaser for the first time, but everybody else here, you guys are our ride or dies. Thank you. So you guys are our bad boy.
Don't do this. What are you doing?
Bad boys ride or die?
Force.
wait, no.
You guys are our bad boy force.
No.
You guys are our ride or dies.
No.
Thank you so much for listening, for supporting us. You know, we like to talk about films of leading Black actors, talk about them in context of race, diversity in Hollywood, obviously. Three of us hosting it. The host right now, that sounds like they don't got kids. That's why there's joy and life in their eyes and their voice. A sing-songness. They got 8 hours of sleep a night. You know, not a care in the world.
I don't like this.
That's the voice of Jonathan
like
Braylock.
I didn't like a single word that left your mouth.
This voice is that of Gerard Milligan. Oh, I'm choking,
and
bro.
And this
so
voice
funny.
Is James the Third.
Oh my God, bro. I am sick.
Happy Father's Day once again, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is a timely, appropriate film.
Did you get anything, James? You get some socks, a tie, or like a beard?
Yeah, I got a Best Dad Ever mug, and I got matching shirt, Big Dipper, Little Dipper from me and Maddie.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. I like that.
That was like, she was like, it's, you know, I liked it. She was like, astronomy. She was like, it's checking all of the
things.
Yeah,
like, it makes sense. Right, yeah, it would have been like, you know, it would have been a big dinosaur, a little dinosaur. And it would say like, was it?
We honestly probably already have this.
Oh, really?
Say what the joke would be of that for you.
What is the quote? It always finds a way. How is it?
Yeah, life finds a way. We probably have something similar to that for sure somewhere.
Yeah.
So this week, we will be talking about the film Babes.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it out there. We like to give these little, I like to give these little warnings. It's not a warning. A caveat? An okay. asterisk?
Yeah.
Okay.
A note?
Sure.
I know.
A parenthetical.
I know Josh Rabinowitz very well. I'm a good friends with Josh Rabinowitz.
Oh, you are?
Go back a long time.
So Bray is about to only say good things, even if
I'm looking at Josh's even if there Instagram. Was... this is a lot of Rami on here. There's a lot of Rami. That makes sense.
Yeah, there sure is. We all know Alana. We've all been on Broad City.
That is true.
We're all good friends with Alana. And we all know Michelle, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We're good friends with Michelle.
Didn't Michelle too. Do this podcast?
Yeah, she
or
did
no?
our podcast.
Yeah.
Michelle obviously is a former guest.
Yeah, so we only have good things to say about this. Why would we even have a bad thing to say?
Luckily, don't have to fake it.
Right.
Thank God.
Now, Babes came out this year. It's a nice little indie comedy. It's directed by Pamela Adlon, starring Alana Glazer and Michelle Buteau, co-written by Alana and Josh Rabinowitz. Pamela did the show. This podcast is sponsored by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you leave work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Now, I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes we do not live a life that is week to week or 2 weeks to 2 weeks, okay? You know that money's coming in, but you need the money right now. Maybe it's a last minute gift that you forgot. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, my dad's birthday's coming up. I didn't get him a gift yet. I need that money in my pocket, please. Sometimes a bill sneaks up on you. Hey, it's been hot, okay? Maybe that AC bill is higher than you expected. You need that money to come in? Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in jump under podcast when you sign up. It's really helped the show. Jump, J-U-M-P, under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Better Things on FX. This is her directorial debut. Stefan makes an appearance in this. And then Hasan Minhaj is in it as well. Hassan. Sorry, I'm Hassan. Saying that wrong.
I thought it was Hassan. No?
Hassan.
I think it's, we're all gonna give our tries, but I think it's Hassan, like that.
I think it's Hassan. Let me Google.
We know what it isn't. We know it's not Hassan, which yes. is how yeah. it used to be pronounced on The Daily Show. And then he like did a special and he was like, that's not my name.
Just so you know, it's, yeah, you've not been getting my name right.
And I remember him saying it on the talk show.
We all listened to that and we all just said three different versions of what he potentially said.
Wait, I'm about to find out right now. Hold on, wait. Keep going. I'm going to find
Hassan. I think, what did I say?
Hassan? Yeah, what did you say?
I think that's right, Hassan.
Gerard, you're saying Hassan.
Yeah, you're saying Hassan.
I said Hassan. Okay, so Bray and I are correct. No.
Let me see.
We still don't know.
Gerard looks it up, we'll talk about some of, you know, the particulars of this film. This, unfortunately, as is the case with a lot of these small budget comedy films, they're just not promoted at all. So this movie has only made $3.4 million domestically. And I think it's coming out of theaters soon.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Wait, I wish I could play it. I'll just put it in the chat. Whatever.
Listen,
we believe you. If you just heard it.
I'll be the first to admit that.
It's going to be one of those things where I am hearing it wrong, but I'm going to put it in the chat just so.
Okay. This movie currently has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes critic score, 79% audience score. It is about two friends who both have babies at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about their friendship and the strains that are put on their friendship because of their families, respective families. Did you look it up, James? Can you confirm?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I put it in the chat.
I will listen to it. I don't mind. I'm wrong.
I mean, I could also just be like going deaf.
Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah, Hassan. I think you hear it Hassan, though, Gerard.
Oh, damn. He's saying Hassan? Damn. Yeah. All right, well.
Hassan.
I don't know. Listen, and it also could actually be, it could probably be somewhere between what we're all saying. Do you know what I mean?
It's not Hassan. It's Hassan. Yeah, that's what it is. Hassan. Hassan Minhaj.
This part is the preview of this episode.
Listen, no, we got to get it right.
I love that the preview of this episode is us trying to figure out how to pronounce Minhaj. This man's name.
Hassan Minhaj. What an epic thing when he went on Ellen and she's like, it's Hassan Minhaj.
And she goes, no.
She said,
she
no.
said, and then, no, he says no. And then she says yes. And then he says no. Don't tell me yes.
Yeah, don't tell me yes. I know what my name is. I know what you can't. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, my child is crying. Hold on. We can probably pick it up.
Wow.
Let's pause for just a moment.
Bring her on the podcast.
Leave all this in, though.
She should be the guest, James.
While James goes gets his child, should we get into initial
thoughts? Yeah.
That was our opening.
James, you got to bring her. She's.
I'm not bringing her on the podcast.
She is integral to the podcast, James.
I'm not going
to
bring her on the podcast.
Wow. Guess someone doesn't care about the fans.
That's not what. That's not what this.
Guess someone cares more about his child than the fans. Wow. Won't pimp out his child for a couple of $100.
And a couple hee hee ha ha's.
For some measly bucks.
If anyone's interested in
on a podcast that nobody listens to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening.
Jonathan Braylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Black men can jump. Black actors, man. Black actors. All right.